Now the shape of things to come. Our season of plays looking into a future continues with a science fiction comedy. Who Goes Here?
Who Goes Here? Bob Shaw's novel, dramatized for radio by Wilfredo Acosta, with Douglas Hodge as Warren Peace.
How do you feel?
I'm fine. In fact, I feel great.
I'm so glad. I get a lot of personal satisfaction through helping people like you.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
It's kind of... I suppose the word is fulfillment.
Yes. By the way, what exactly have you done for me?
Well, damn you!
What?
You waited 30 seconds before you started asking your damn stupid questions.
Wait a moment.
30 seconds? How much personal satisfaction and fulfillment is a doctor expected to put into 30 seconds?
I only asked.
That's right. You only asked. You couldn't simply accept my gift and be grateful, could you?
I don't understand. What's going on here?
That's it! Out! Private Peace is ready for you now, sir.
There must be some mistake. I'm not a private.
You
I'm not an idiot.
You want a bet?
Please sit down.
That woman called me a private.
Pay no attention to Florence. She gets a bit irritable. The frustrations of the job, you know.
For a minute there, I thought I'd done something stupid.
No, you haven't done anything stupid. Not in the slightest. I'm Captain Widget, by the way. The local induction officer for the Space Legion.
Look, when I said I thought I'd done something stupid, I meant something like joining the Space Legion.
So, the idea of being in the Legion doesn't appeal to you.
You must be joking. You get transported to different planets all over the galaxy, you get shot at, you get burned up, you get frozen up, you get attacked by aliens. Why should I do anything as crazy as joining the Space Legion?
You have no idea.
Of course not.
Okay, well then, there you are.
Captain, what are you talking about?
May I call you Warren?
Well, that is my name.
Thank you. Let me put it this way, Warren. Hundreds of years ago, men joined the French Foreign Legion. Why did they do that?
I don't want to play games with you, Captain.
Why did they join, Warren?
To forget. Everybody knows that, but I...
And today, why do men join the Space Legion?
To forget, but I haven't got anything that I want to forget.
Not anymore, you haven't. You've forgotten it.
This is ridiculous. What have I forgotten?
Well, if I told you that, it would spoil everything. Besides, I don't even know what was on your mind when you came in here 30 minutes ago. The Legion respects a man's privacy. We don't ask embarrassing questions. We just attach you to a machine and... Beep! It's all gone.
Beep.
Yes, beep. The crushing burden of guilt and shame is lifted from your soul.
What have you done to me? I can't remember anything. No past life. No childhood. Nothing.
That's unusual. If you can't remember anything at all, you must have been a hard case, Warren. Everything you ever did must have been rotten.
This is terrible. I can't even remember, what's her name? My mother.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. When I have to reorientate nice young men, men who perhaps made only one mistake in their whole lives, I feel very bad. But you're different. A monster. You must have been evil, Warren.
That's not true!
How do you know? You can't remember. It's a good thing for you that we've reached the stage where memories can be electronically erased. You're lucky that the Space Legion is prepared to accept you with all your...
I've got to get out of here!
I can understand that desire, but there's a snag.
What is it?
This contract. It binds you to serve in the Legion for 30 years.
You know what you can do with that. I'm not going to sign it.
But you've already signed it before we put you on the machine.
I did not.
Warren, have a look at this. Sit down and read it with special attention to clause 3.
What?
The whole thing is written in ultra-simplified language, but please feel free to ask any questions you want.
Clause 1. I, Warren Peace, citizen of Earth, agree to serve as a private soldier in the Space Legion for 30 years and to accept all conditions of service.
Clause 2.
I enter this covenant willingly and without coercion in return for psychological adjustment, namely electropsychoengram erasure performed by a suitably qualified medical officer of the Space Legion...
Carry on.
Clause 3. I also agree, in the interests of efficiency, to standard electropsycho-response conditioning. Signed, Warren Peace. 10th day of November, 2386 AD.
Don't forget to look at the small print.
figure of 30 years may be taken to read as 40, depending on the Space Legion's manpower requirements, 30 years from the signing of this contract. The figure of 40 years may be taken to read as 50 or 60, or any number of years the Supreme Commander of the Space Legion may decide upon. This is obscene! Only a madman could have written this!
You signed it.
Why?
Well, that's between you and your conscience. The point is, you signed it.
It would never hold up in a court of law. It doesn't even specify Earth years. There's no witness
signature. Forget all that, Warren. You won't be taking any legal action.
Who says so?
Clause 3 says so.
What's all this? What's all this about electro-psycho-response conditioning?
I thought you'd never ask. I, together with every officer in the Space Legion, has a surgically implanted Mark III enforcer. It adds certain harmonics to my voice. Harmonics to which every legionary from the rank of NCO downwards is conditioned to respond with absolute unthinking obedience.
I don't believe it. Even the Legion wouldn't be allowed to go that far.
Animal impressions.
What?
A dog. A cow. A cockerel.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
With actions.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
That's enough. Perhaps impressions aren't your forte.
All right, Captain, I give in. I'm convinced.
In that case, you can sit down again while I explain the basic terms of service. The pay's 10 monets a day.
An hour? And you mean 10 monets an hour?
I meant exactly what I said. Don't argue with an officer.
Pardon me, it must be my lack of memory playing tricks. I thought slavery had been abolished.
You really are a hard case, aren't you? If it was up to me, I'd give you back your memory and leave you to the mercy of the police. You don't deserve the Legion.
All I said was...
Peace! I see I'm going to be forced to sap you.
Captain?
SAP stands for Self-Administered Punishment, and I think we'll begin with a good old bilateral mammillary compression and torsion, otherwise known as the tweak.
Wait, perhaps I was...
Grasp your nipples between forefingers and thumbs.
Can't we behave like sensible adults?
On the command of tweak, squeeze as hard as you can, at the same time contra-rotating nipples through an angle of approximately 2 radians. If you're not familiar with circular measurement, 90 degrees will do.
Captain, I'm sure you don't really want to degrade both of us with this...
Freak!
Oh! You've done it. You've degraded both of us.
I can live with it. Now, pay attention, Private. The induction is over, so I'd like you to collect your helmet, uniform and radiation rifle from the clerk in the next office... And then you will be taken to the spaceport, where you will be transshipped to the nearest war. Is that understood?
Yes, but...
Is that understood?
Yes, sir!
Good. How much money have you got?
Well, it looks like about 800 monets.
Lend it to me, Warren. I'll pay you back next time I see you.
Please don't think I'm implying anything, Captain, but is there any chance of me ever seeing you again?
Very little. But you never know your luck, Warren. It's a small galaxy, after all.
Attention, men. The ship is about to take off the planet Thralken. Remain seated throughout the trip.
Si, what's your name?
Warren.
What?
My name's Cockgrove Farr. This is Vernon Ryan.
Hi.
Hello.
We joined the Space Legion to get a free trip to some other world.
Why did you join, Warren?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
The machine took away my memory.
We all had things to forget. That's no reason...
You don't understand. I've no memory left. It's all gone.
All of it? You must have been a real monster.
I might have been. The trouble is, I'll never be able to find out.
You haven't changed into your uniform. Have you looked through your pockets?
Good idea, Far.
Yeah, you never know. There may be something there.
Hold on, I think I found something.
What is it, Warren?
A small toad molded in blue plastic.
Been living it up then, huh?
What do you mean?
They give those out at the Blue Toad on the planet Aspatria.
The Blue Toad, is that some kind of bar? Restaurant? Nightclub?
All three. The best in Touchdown City. But I wouldn't go there, and your salary, you wouldn't be able to afford a glass of water.
Attention, men. We have reached the planet Thralken and are going into the landing phase. Reports on the area say that we are losing men faster than we can ship them in.
Oh, really? Right. I like the sound of that.
Great. Fighting is going on at this time. So when the hatch opens, get out there and give the surviving Legion troops the support they need. Stand by.
Why did we join up?
That's what I want to find out.
What is that?
Whoa. Got here just in time. I'm the commanding officer, Lieutenant Merriman. The aliens are hitting us with everything they've got.
Oh, no.
Follow me.
Oh, no.
All right,
oh.
Come on.
Look out behind you, Ryan!
Thanks, Ward. My gun's out of charge. You all right, Ward? That's a nasty gash.
I'll be okay.
This is getting dangerous.
We're fighting, soldier!
Some aliens gathering on the east bridge, sir.
Send some men up there, soldier!
Here comes another of them, Warren.
Damn, my rifle's jammed.
It's getting closer.
I'm trying to free it.
You better be quick, Warren, because here it comes.
But I just got here and already I can't wait to get off this planet.
Warren, Merriman wants to... What are you doing?
Keep your voice down. You want everyone to know?
Know what?
There.
Know what?
I've rebuilt the circuits from this rifle. It's a tiny transmitter which neutralizes the frequency of the commanding forces. I've built it into my helmet.
Can you make me one?
If you promise to keep quiet about it. I may just...
Come on, Warren, Ryan. We're waiting for you. Could you please step outside?
Yes, sir. Just putting on my helmet.
Gather round, men. This is the time you've all been waiting for.
What's that, sir?
Leave day, of course. Oh. Didn't I tell you?
No, sir. Did we get time off?
Well, Ryan, as you've all been in the Legion for 32 days, you've each accrued 3 hours, 2 minutes. But it's within my discretion to allow all of you some extra rest and recreation time as a reward for your loyal services.
Oh, right.
You are all going to enjoy the maximum leave period allowed for in such exceptional circumstances, 4 hours.
4 hours? I don't believe this. It's too much.
You've earned it. You'll be even more pleased to hear that the leave doesn't include traveling time. Your 4 hours won't begin until you step off the ship on Aspatria.
Aspatria?
What are you getting so excited about, peace? You aren't hoping to desert an Aspatria, are you?
Of course not, sir.
That's good. Because I'm giving you all a direct order to be back at the Legion field and on board ship, ready to leave, not more than 4 hours after we reach Touchdown City. Now line up and collect your pay packets and leave suits.
4 hours. Cheer up, Sergeant. We're going on leave.
On Aspatria. You can keep it.
You're not happy about going there?
Too many memories.
My trouble is I haven't enough.
You wouldn't say that if you ever had to shoot a friend who had a throw rug over him.
A what?
A throw rug. Species of animal found only on Aspatria. One dropped out of a tree and straight on top of his friend. Covered him up just like a big rug and started digesting him. I'll never forget those screams.
What did you do?
At the time, we were on strict orders. I had to shoot him.
I don't think I could have done that.
The throw rugs aren't as bad as the Oscars.
What are these Oscars?
They're supermen. At least 7 feet tall, with bald heads and muscles all over the place. They look like they're made out of gold.
Just like those old movie statues.
Statues can't move, but Oscars can. They smash down trees with their bare hands and nothing hurts them. Radiation, bullets, bombs, everything just bounces off. They ended the war on Aspatria.
So who are they? Where do they come from?
Soldiers of the devil. That's what they are. Getting ready for the last battle between good and evil. I tell you, Warren, Armageddon's almost on us and we're on the losing side.
Oh, calm down. Get a grip on yourself.
I got separated from my unit one day and was making my way back through the forest when I heard noises. I got down on my hands and knees and crawled up to the edge of a clearing. And I saw...
Yes?
I saw 5 Oscars there. They had some of my men with them lying on the ground. They were wounded, you see. I could hear them moaning and groaning and pleading for mercy, but it was no use. The Oscars kept right on doing it. They were feeding the wounded men of my unit to the throw rugs. I can still hear them screaming and pleading for quick deaths. I can still see them writhing around in agony while the throw rug slowly digested them and... Know something else, Warren?
What?
The Oscars were laughing.
If I'd been a brave man, I'd have gone in there with my rifle and tried to put my men out of their misery, but I didn't. I crawled away and saved my own skin.
Attention, men. We are going into the landing phase. Remain seated until the hatch opens.
I'm staying right here until the ship takes off again. I'm not going to risk bumping into any Oscars. They swagger around like they own the place. I've heard they can even read minds. Stay away from them, Warren. Stay away.
Welcome to Aspatria. The spaceport coach will take you into Touchdown City, but don't forget, you must be back ready for takeoff in 4 hours from now. Okay, men, I'll leave you now. Into the bus and have fun.
Brian, take this.
Your command neutralizer?
I won't need it anymore.
Warren, are you saying what I think you're saying? I know you're bright, but this is too dangerous.
Just take it. It'll help you stay alive till you get a good chance to escape. If you disappear in a battle zone, they'll write you off as missing, presumed dead. They won't even bother looking for you.
Thanks, Warren. But can I stay with you on Aspatria?
You've been ordered back in 4 hours. You won't be able to stay.
You're right. What are you going to do?
I'm not certain. Do you remember when you told me about my plastic toad?
Yeah, you get given one after having a meal at the Blue Toad restaurant in Touchdown City. But you can't afford to eat in there.
Doesn't matter. I'll order a big meal, then sneak out when no one's looking.
You think someone will recognize you?
I hope so. Maybe one of the waiters.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is George. Welcome to the Blue Toad. Here is the menu.
I don't think we need bother with that. Just bring me my usual.
Your usual what, sir?
You know, my usual. What I always have when I come here.
I know all my regulars, and sir isn't one of them. If sir would like to consult the menu, I'm sure we can find something.
I don't want to consult the menu. Look, there must be somebody out in the kitchen who knows me. Tell them I want my usual.
I am with sir now.
Good. I'm glad about that.
Sir can allow me, of course.
There's no disgrace in not being able to read. If sir will pretend to study the menu, I'll tell sir what each item means.
I can read it myself, you fool.
Pardon.
Right. To start with, I'd like an aperitif, and to follow, your speciality meal.
Yes, sir. It has 7 courses, which are centered round an Aspatrian lobster cooked in imported champagne from Earth. Mm-hmm. It takes some time to prepare.
That's fine. I've got all the time in the world.
It is also our most expensive meal. 1,000 monets.
Just go ahead. Money's no problem.
Sir.
Your lobster, sir.
What? That thing is more like a shrimp, a baby shrimp at that.
That's right, sir. It is a baby Aspatrian lobster. I just switched the machine on.
The shrimp is getting bigger.
Absolutely, sir. This small time machine, quite legal, of course, is growing the lobster for you. So, I think it's old enough now.
I'm not eating that thing. It's a monster. Take it away.
I can grow you another one, sir.
I don't care. Take it away and bring me a steak.
Very well, sir.
I hope sir has enjoyed his meal.
Yes, I have.
Here is your toad.
Oh, thank you.
You can pay in many different ways.
Wait a minute.
Sir?
I would like to...
I regret, sir, that the Blue Toad will be closing shortly, sir.
Could you please direct me to the toilets?
Take the door directly opposite. It is marked toilets.
Oh. Thank you. I'll be back shortly.
I will be waiting, sir.
I trust you have enjoyed an excellent meal, sir.
What? Oh, yes.
My exhalation analyzers tell me you dined on steak. And to complete your enjoyment, I suggest a pliant but not unassertive paper, such as our Super Exec Triple Ply Pulp Stratzam Cedar, with the outer coating of...
Shut up! Is there another exit? Is there another exit? Speak!
I was told to stop speaking.
Tell me!
Very well. There is no exit.
Great. Are you all right, sir? Just a minute!
There is the air conditioning tunnel.
Almost finished! Where?
No humans are allowed inside the ACT, sir. It slopes at an angle of 45 degrees towards ground level. It would be unsafe, sir.
You let me worry about that. Is this it?
Yes, but I cannot allow you to hurt yourself, sir.
Let me go! The people outside that door will do me more damage than any tunnel.
Computing.
Come on!
If less harmful for you to go down tunnel, then I must let you go.
Thank you!
Put your arms up and let gravity slide you down the ACT. Please call again, sir.
Not likely. Police. Sorry. Are you all right?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Who taught you to speak like that?
Mind your own bloody business.
All right, I will.
Oi! How would you like to make 15 more minutes?
What did you say?
All you have to do is take me in to see the show.
Show?
The cinema. This one.
Grand-friendly show, Wicked Girl 7, strictly for adults, with a fun feast for the kiddies, Flaffo in Rainbow Land. All right, then, but you'll need to give me money for the tickets.
It's a deal. Here, take some.
Come on. Two tickets, please.
Two pairs of stroboscopic glasses. Blue for adults, sunshine yellow for kiddies. Deposit money in slot. Deposit money in slot.
Come on!
Deposit
what?
Money.
Put the money in the slot.
Sorry, deposit thinking about
money
something else.
In slot. Deposit. Thank you. Enjoy the shows.
What are the glasses for?
Didn't you hear what the robot said?
No.
This way. Just sit down. You take these glasses, I'll hang on to this pair.
All right.
Here's 10 monics. I'll pay you 10 an hour to a maximum of 5 hours.
But I don't understand.
Shut up! Put your glasses on and enjoy yourself.
All right, all right, all right.
Chase naughty butterfly all over the garden.
Oh, no.
Oops! Careful, Fluffo. Don't get your furry paws wet.
Just a minute. Sunshine yellow for kiddies, blue for... Here, I'll have yours.
Give me back my glasses.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, there ought to be a law against showing that sort of thing to minors.
There is, stupid. Why do you think I'm paying you? Give me those glasses.
No, you'll have better fun watching Fluffo.
Fluffo can go and...
Don't say it.
Leave me alone.
What are you doing?
No, I don't want to look in your grown-up glasses. Please don't make me look. I just want to see Fluffo the kitten.
If you don't keep quiet, I'm going to smash your evil little face.
Is that a fact? Come along. Come on.
Hey.
Miss Arley, I've got one.
What's all the fuss, Simpkins?
John Molester, call him in the act. How can I have a bonus?
This is ridiculous. I never touched the boy. He was...
Shut up, you. I saw him, Miss Arley. Called him in the act. About my bonus, Miss Arley, do you think?
Perhaps we ought to hear what the gentleman has to say about it.
Thank you, Miss Harley. As I was trying to say, the
boy... It's you!
What?
Up to your old tricks. Is no child safe from you?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
try to disguise yourself. The beard and scar makes you look different, but not different enough. You've been here before, interfering with children. You're a monster.
Can we talk this over quietly in the...
It's people like you that give simultaneous cinemas a bad name. Simpkins, blow your whistle.
Yes, Miss Harley.
There are quite a few Oscars in Touchdown today. Hopefully they'll get here first.
first.
I hope so, too. The police are too soft. Weirdos can't go around terrifying innocent kiddies.
Innocent kiddies? That little devil!
Don't try and blame the child. It won't help. And the police won't believe you in any case.
What seems to be the trouble?
Don't worry, Simpkins. Here come the Oscars.
Oh, no. I'm off!
He's getting away, Miss Harley!
Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
The Oscars will get you!
You! Stop.
No way!
You must stop. There is no way you can run to.
Keep away from me! I'll drown here. Dead end. Just an empty factory or something.
You can't escape.
The hell you say! Nowhere. Through here. Full of junk. Another door. Female toilets. I refuse to hide in any more lavatories.
Give yourself up.
Never! Oh, I can't see a thing in here. Ooh! Lights, lights. Ah, that's better. Hey, hold on.
Full of junk. Another door.
What?
Female toilet. I refuse to hide in any.
What the hell's going on?
Give yourself.
No,
never.
Oh, I don't believe this. A time machine? Who in their right minds would want to secrete a time machine in the female toilets of a factory? This is incredible. The walls. Cracks are disappearing. Paint is appearing. I must be going back in time. But how far back? Now's as good a time as any to find out. Silence. Oh, well. Laboratory or something.
Hello? Hello? Third of June, 2292.
2,292. I've gone back 94 years.
Don't move and put your hands in the air. And don't try anything funny, because I've got a gun pointing straight at your fourth vertebra.
Look, I'm not a thief.
I'll be the judge of that. It seems to me you are acting like a thief.
Stealing a newspaper, big deal.
I might have jotted down some valuable formulae on that paper.
Had you?
No, but you want to know that. Turn around and let me see your face. It's you.
Of course. Who am I?
Don't you know?
Of course I do. I just wanted to see if you knew.
How would I know? I have never seen you before in my life.
But when you saw my face just now, you said it's you.
I didn't.
Well, actually, you said it's you.
Mock another person's afflictions, would you? I thought that sort of thing died out in the 19th century.
I'm not mocking. I'm just telling you what happened.
At it again? Who are you, anyway?
You should know if you've met me before.
I have never met you. You just look a bit like somebody I once knew. Now, what is your name?
Warren Peace.
That doesn't sound like a real name to me. I am warning you. Cut out the funny stuff.
It is my name. At least I think it is. You see, I've lost my memory.
A likely story.
It's true.
You are a spy trying to steal my ideas. You know who I am, don't you? Professor Helmut Lang, the inventor.
How can I know who you are if I don't even know who I am? I tell you, I've no memory of my past life.
I know what to do. I will put you into my truth machine. This is an ideal chance to try it out.
Truth machine? Try it out?
That's right. Come over here and sit in the chair.
You can't put me into any machine. There's a law against that sort of thing.
Don't worry. I won't tell a soul. Take off your jacket and shirt and sit down in the chair.
I'm not taking anything off for anyone.
I won't tell you again. Take them off and sit down or you are dead.
All right.
Now. And
now?
These straps are for your safety. We don't want you getting hurt, do we?
No.
Right. Now, put on this chromium helmet. Oh, perfect fit.
Great.
And now, for the pacemaker.
Are you a pervert? I'm not wearing a bra.
Keep still. The bra is the perfect receptacle for the unit and puts the pacemaker into the proper position. Now, just keep quiet until I attach the gas cylinders to the jets.
Just let me go and I'll never trouble you again.
My dear boy, this is no trouble. In fact, I am quite enjoying myself.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Anyway, it's hardly the point, is it? Anybody who sneaks into a research laboratory deserves all that's coming to him.
But this is a factory. It looks like a factory.
I bought this place when it went bust a couple of years ago. Now, we are ready. It's time to prove that the leg truth machine is another invention worthy to take its place alongside the leg memory.
The leg what?
Nothing at all. 10, 9, 7.
What are you going to do to me?
The first step is to override your psychogalvanic reflexes. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, gas. Oh, I can't stand gas. This smells like deodorant.
That's what it is. Rambling Rose Country Fresh deodorant. I'm sorry about the smell, but there was a special offer on the stuff at the supermarket. Anyway, I am only interested in the antiperspirant within it. This machine is a lie detector in reverse.
I don't understand.
At the moment, it is impossible for you to sweat because your pores are full of antiperspirant. Your heart can't speed up because there's a pacemaker strapped over your chest. And the helmet you are wearing is forcing all the EEG patterns of your brain to remain normal. So, when I ask you a question, you denied all the ancient psychological accompaniments to a lie, will only be able to respond with the truth. Ingenious and subtle, isn't it?
What happens if I refuse to say anything at all?
In that case, I shoot you.
Well, that's very ingenious and subtle. I hope you realize this is a complete waste of time. I've no reason to hide the truth.
Don't lie to me.
How can I when I'm strapped into your truth machine?
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Norman?
No, I don't think... Why did you call me Norman?
I thought you said your name was Norman.
I'm supposed to be a complete stranger to you. You're supposed to believe I'm a thief or a spy, and yet you called me Norman. Admit it, Professor. You've met me before.
I am asking the questions. Have you lost your memory?
Yes. As far as I'm concerned, life began about a month ago.
Do you have any idea what made you lose your memory?
I joined the Space Legion to forget something, and they wiped out my whole past life.
I see. They have only been doing engram erasure for a year or so. Probably bungled your case.
No, I joined in 2386, and by that time they'd had a century of experience.
40, 50, 60, but that is 94 years in the future. Did you by any chance...
I was being chased. I ran into this building and hid in the toilet. I switched on the light and...
And you discovered the time machine. It has happened again. Vescott has a lot to answer for.
Who's he?
He built an illegal time machine and hid it in the walls of the ladies' toilet.
But why?
Vescott owned the factory. He was so mean with his money... that he took exception to paying the girls who worked here for the time they spent in the toilet. So one Christmas, he had a time machine built into the toilet walls. Vescott's idea was to set it up so that no matter how long anybody spent in the toilet, reading, smoking, talking, when they came out, only 1 second of external time would have elapsed.
Good grief.
Unfortunately, whoever he got to put in the machine set it up all wrong. It became unstable, erratic, and girls started disappearing. The factory got a reputation for being haunted, and Vescott went out of business. I bought the building for my research work.
Well, can't you deactivate the machine? Turn it off?
Oh, to get at the master control, I would have to go inside. And there's no way I am going to risk being a castaway in another century. I'm not mad, you know, no.
We just brick up the door.
That wouldn't prevent people materializing in there from another time and then starving to death.
You're right. Professor?
Yeah?
Can I take the pacemaker off? I feel uncomfortable wearing a bra.
Oh, certainly. But be careful. There are a lot of circuits in there.
Ingenious the way you get all these components into one cup. Pretty soon you'll be able to get the whole machine into this thing.
You filthy, oversexed schwein! How dare you insult my daughter?
Professor, I didn't...
Disgusting, that is what it is. Put her bra down this instant.
What have I said?
I have done my utmost to shield my little baby, my pretty little child, my sweet, innocent little...
She can't be all that little, I mean...
Is there no end to your lasciviousness and lechery? Even when we are having a normal conversation, all you can think about is the size of her... I have had all I can stand of you. This is where we say goodbye, goodbye.
You can't shoot an unarmed man.
Couldn't I? Come on, start walking.
Where to?
Back into the time machine, of course. My daughter will never be safe when you are around.
You can't put me back into that
start
thing.
Start walking, walking.
Can I put my shirt on before I go?
The old, do you mind if I have a cigarette ploy? Won't work with me, boy. It's a cunning trick, but I am too smart for you.
I don't want a cigarette, I just want to put my shirt on.
And squirt tear gas from a shirt button.
What?
Get moving.
At least let me wrap this newspaper around my shoulders.
Oh, all right. Stop moaning.
Thank you.
My pleasure, pleasure.
If I go back to a time before this building was constructed, I'm going to fall. We're quite a distance above the ground, you know.
Good. If you die, you die, die.
You're willing to see me fall to my death?
Unfortunately, I will be denied that spectacle. In any case, the time machine is probably going through a phase of damping oscillations, so you will more than likely come out in the future.
You're just guessing. I've got a feeling you wouldn't have the nerve to pull that trigger. Gone!
The next one won't miss. Step through the door.
Can't we... What the...
Oh, no!
Daddy! You're taking my best bra again for yourself! Norman!
No?
Yes, it is! Oh, Norman, my love, you've come back to me!
You must be mistaken. My name's not Norman.
I'd recognise you anywhere.
Get your hands off my daughter! I won't tell you again. Just let go!
Oh, Norman.
Oh, no.
This is the last straw.
Don't you?
You can't shoot Norman, Daddy.
Why not, not?
Because...
Because?
Because we're in love. In love.
Now, judging by the condition of the walls, I've gone forward in time. It looks the same as when I first came in. The professor was right. Hello? Professor?
Who are you?
You haven't seen a strange man. Speaks with a strange accent around here, have you?
This place has been deserted for as long as I can remember. Where have you come from?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Yeah, what's that smell?
Listen, if you don't mind, I'm going to take some of this old junk with me, okay?
I don't know what you're going to do with it. It's just junk.
I need money. And hopefully I can find someone who'll think it's worth something.
Oh. If you don't get out of here immediately, I'll send for the police.
You can't do that to me.
I'd like to know why not.
For the simple reason that you're an antique dealer, and I've got something to sell, something whose value you may not appreciate at first glance, but the like of which may only come your way once in a lifetime.
Yours to sell?
Of course. Found them in a disused factory. There could be more where that came from.
I'd give you 1,000 monets. No questions asked.
1,000?
All right, 2,000. But that's my top offer. Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
There you are. 2,000.
Thank you.
Now, we'll just get rid of this junk.
What are you doing?
We don't need them anymore.
It was a good idea to wrap the paper round some rubbish. Nobody would guess what was really going on. Very clever.
What?
But you could have got the paper dirty. Incredible. A mint laser-imprinted Waldo-folded 2292 newspaper. It's been a long time since I've seen a specimen as good as this. Almost as if you've got hold of a time machine and gone back for it.
Well, that sort of thing is illegal.
That's right.
Do you mind if we go into your office and talk? I feel awkward standing around with practically no clothes on.
I've been meaning to ask you about that. I have to be very discreet, you know. How did you lose your clothes?
Well, you know how it is.
I get it. Say no more.
I won't.
Her husband came home unexpectedly, and you had a run for it, you randy old jackrabbit. I don't mind telling you, when you came in here with hardly any clothes on, reeking of that awful rose perfume, I thought you were, you were, you know.
How dare you?
It's all right. Now that I know you better, I can see you're a bit of a stud.
Is your calendar right?
6th September, 2386, local time. Yes. Why?
It's just that I've been travelling a lot and I'm losing track of time zones.
This is a local calendar, but if you want to know the date on Earth, let me see, just press this. The 8th of November, 2386, Earth time.
The 8th?
Are you all right?
Yes, could you tell me where I could buy some clothes?
There are some tailors just along the road. I could ring them up and get someone to bring you a suit and some other things, if you like.
Thank you. I have to get to Earth in 2 days' time.
Why?
I'm going to meet the one person in this universe who can answer all my questions.
And who's that?
Myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 6 a.m. local time, and we have now landed at Proteberg Spaceport, Earth. On behalf of the flight computer and myself, we thank you and hope that you will travel with us again. Thank you.
Stewardess?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how far it is to Fort Birch, the Space Legion headquarters, from here?
Just a minute, sir. Computer, directions to Fort Birch, Space Legion headquarters. As you can see from the map, it's not far, sir. You can walk to it in 20 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, sir. What is your pleasure, sir?
Just hot coffee for the moment.
Certainly, sir. There you are, sir. Just call if you need anything, sir.
Mind if I sit here?
I don't mind.
I saw you come in a few moments ago, Norman.
Oh, good for you.
Don't you want to know how I know your name?
I couldn't care less. Look, if it's money you want, here, take this.
I don't want your money, Norman. What would you say if I told you that you and I are the same person?
And so you better stay off the drink for a while.
Norman...
I'm sorry, you don't even look like
me. All right, I've been through a lot lately, but I tell you, it's true. You and I are the same person.
I get it. I have to guess how you
and
I...
You don't have to guess anything. I'm going to tell you. I've been through a time machine which transforms...
Time machines are illegal. There's too much history to be interfered with. Here, that's 20 monets you've got. Do you mind if we stop now?
Thank you. It does go against the grain for an old legionary like me to accept a handout, but times are hard.
Legionary? How did you get out?
Invalided. Ah! Ooh!
You're right.
It's just a twinge. It's the weather that does it, you know. I'll be all right in a minute. Norman, you're waiting to join the Legion, aren't you?
I am.
Why don't they open that cursed office? Why do they make us wait so long? Why don't you tell me why you're going to join?
It was a terrible thing I did. I can't talk about it.
Of course you can.
You really want to hear?
What was it you did that was so terrible, Norman?
I deserted from the Legion.
Every ranker in the Legion dreams of nothing else.
Well, I was an officer. Not just any officer. I was Lieutenant Norman Nightingale, only son of General Nightingale. My family has a distinguished record of service which goes back 2 centuries. Almost from the minute I was born, I was prepared and groomed for the Legion. The thing is that I have no love for it. I wanted to do other things.
Norman, if you return to the Legion, you'll cease to be a deserter and you'll have nothing to feel guilty about. It's as simple as that.
No, it's not that simple. The trouble is that I didn't just go AWOL. I deserted in the face of the enemy, out of sheer cowardice. And even for a general's son, that's serious.
It's pretty serious, but nothing that our...
that your father couldn't forgive you for. There is simply no way to wipe out the disgrace I've brought on the family name. So you deserted in the face of the enemy. And what happened next? We were fighting on Espatria at the time. Have you ever been there? I think I spent some leave there once. Well, that must have been after the rebellion. I was there in 83. The fighting was still going on and everything was a bit chaotic. I was hiding in Touchdown City. The military police were looking for me, of course, but I had no trouble dodging them. And then, when I thought I was going to be all right, some alien beings showed up.
Yes?
The locals called them Oscars. They started haunting me. I've heard of them, but why do they come after you? They seem to know I'd done something bad. Personally, I think they can read minds.
You say this happened in 83. You don't look as if you've been on the run for 3 years.
I haven't. But the explanation is so fantastic, you'll never believe it.
Oh, I will.
Carry on. Well, one night, I decided to go for a meal at a sort of restaurant-stroke-nightclub called the Blue Toad. It's very expensive, but the food is quite good. Except the seafood, that is. You'll probably never go there, but if you do, don't order the lobster.
I won't.
I paid for my meal and was given a nasty plastic toad as a souvenir, and I came out of the restaurant, and there was a movie house nearby, so I went to see what was showing. I had a look at the posters, but lost interest when I saw what sort of a program it was. Blatant pornography. Women in the nude.
Oh,
naturally, I didn't want to see anything like that.
Oh, naturally.
A boy of about 10 approached me and offered me money if I would take him inside and swap glasses with him so that he could see the adult movie.
What did you do?
What do you think? I told him I was taking him straight home to his parents.
Good for you.
The evil little swine started shouting and yelling.
No.
And then the manageress came out and she started shouting at me.
And what happened then?
Well, then she blew a whistle. Under the circumstances, being a wanted man, I made a run for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when these Oscars showed up. Two of them. I only escaped by running up an alley. I noticed a door leading to an old factory. I went through it, ran up the stairs in the darkness, got into a room and...
You went backwards in time.
What?
You went backwards into a wall.
No, that wasn't what happened at all. I switched on the light and I went backwards in time.
Ah, how far?
To the year 2290. The place had ceased operating as a factory and was now owned by a mad professor called Legg. Kept repeating words at the end of sentences as if there was a ratchet slipping. I didn't like him very much as a person, but he was trying to earn his living as an inventor in the electronics field. Well, that's just the sort of thing I'd always wanted to do, so we formed a kind of partnership.
Yes.
My guilt still troubled me, but it was this guilt which gave me what I thought was a wonderful idea. Well, I see now what a terrible thing I did, but in my blind arrogance, I went ahead and built the infernal machine.
Machine?
It took me less than a week to build the prototype of the memory eraser.
Oh.
My plan was to use it on myself and then destroy it, but the professor had other plans. No sooner had I finished it, that Legg hit me over the head and put me in the time machine. And when I woke up, I stopped it. I found out that I was in the year 2386. So I made my way back here, and nothing will stop me from going into the Legion.
Oh.
You all right?
I've got a headache coming on, that's all.
It wasn't fair of me to burden a complete stranger with all my worries. Listening to you has made me remember something that I'd forgotten.
And what's that?
I was leading a foot patrol through the forests of the Espatrian High Country with two comrades, David and Nicholas. We were advancing with extreme caution, prepared to kill anything which made a sudden move. The overhanging boughs of the trees were the home of strange omnivorous creatures, which because of their blanket-like shape and patterned coloration had been dubbed throw rugs by the legionnaires. I was carrying my radiation rifle at the ready. I had no stomach for fighting, but my willingness to shoot was inspired by my desire to remain alive. I thought that in this area I would not be called upon to fire at human beings. We were moving line abreast with me in the center when the first throw rug struck.
David! Out of the way, Lieutenant! Get to one side! I can't hit him without burning you as well!
Look out, Nick!
Ah! Help us, Lieutenant! Get us! No!
No! No, I can't! I can't!
At last I have reached the end of the trail. I now know who I am and exactly what I was. Sorry. I've kept you long enough.
You sure you're okay?
Yes, I'm fine now. Well, I've got to get going, actually.
But the Legion isn't open yet.
I know, I've got an appointment with a hypnotist.
What for?
Well, Nightingale is one of the most famous names in the Legion. I'm changing my name to Leo Tolstoy.
Tolstoy?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
No. If you don't want the Legion medics to know your real name, you go to a hypnotist who implants your chosen alias under deep hypnosis. There's one very near here. I'm going in a few minutes. It's all set up.
Are you sure nothing can go wrong during the name-changing operation?
Well, no, there's nothing to worry about. The machine does most of it for you. You print the alias you want on a piece of paper, and you just keep staring at it while the machine puts you into the right sort of a trance. It couldn't be simpler.
Have you got your new name written down?
I've got one better. I've brought one of his novels with his name printed on it.
Are you sure that's a good idea? I mean, you might stare at the wrong part of the book.
I'm not going to christen myself War and Peace, am I?
Well, sort of accidentally.
Well, I am rather accident-prone, my friend, but not to that extent.
Yeah, I think I may rejoin the Legion. I'll just stay here and think of another name for myself.
All right. The hypnotist is just around the corner, number 734.
Goodbye, Norman.
Goodbye. Good luck.
Same again, sir.
Give me a drink, would you?
Certainly, sir. But could you be more specific?
You choose.
Oh, thank you, sir. There you are, sir.
Thanks. Same again.
Certainly, sir.
I'm a monster, a coward, and a fool.
Norman!
Here we go again.
At last we found you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Norman!
I think you'll find that Norman Nightingale is just about to walk into the Legion's induction office, just over there.
There are two of you?
Yes, bye!
After him! Yes, but quick, son!
You're too late! And anyway, just like old times.
Oh! I never saw you. You appeared out of nowhere.
Norman! Blaze, and you? Don't worry, Norman. We better take him back to Espatria.
Is not.
Try to keep still, Norman.
You can't do anything for me now. I'm going to die, and I deserve it. Just leave me here. Where am I?
On board a spaceship, Norman. On Espatria. Just lie still. You're not going to die.
After the truck hit you, we brought you to Espatria and melded you with a throw rug.
What?
The throw rug has saved you.
I'm all right. My body
is the same as ours.
Nicholas? David?
That's right, Norman. I wish you had recognized this a bit sooner. It would have saved an awful lot of running about.
But I thought that you were dead.
A natural mistake, I suppose. Everybody thought the throw rugs were trying to eat people, but that's not true. They envelop the human body and go into symbiotic partnership.
It does look pretty frightening, I grant you.
But thanks to you, Norman, we were the first human beings who didn't get shot before the process was completed.
It was only because I was too afraid. I was too much of a...
Don't think about it. You're an Oscar now. The human race needs us.
Partnership with a throw rug develops your ethical sense as well as improving your body.
And your mind.
But what happens to the throw rug?
The throw rug has melded itself into your body. That accounts for the extra mass. And into your nervous system. You're a Superman now, Norman.
It feels strange being called that.
It's better than War and Peace, though.
Yes. So you two stopped the war on Espatria by yourself?
No. We managed to convert a handful of other legionnaires before they would have died from their wounds.
With their help, the war was stopped. Think how many lives we saved by doing that.
Most people are frightened of you. Of us.
Why don't you tell them what you just told me instead of going about frightening everybody to death?
The trouble is, we don't frighten everybody. The ordinary law-abiding citizens, although still wary, got used to us very quickly.
It's the crooks, the bad guys who think that they can get away with it.
Crooks like the different legions on Earth, sending people to fight wars that don't need to be fought.
Remember when we used to talk in the old days about stopping wars, stamping out crime and corruption? Just think of it, Norman. It's the sort of life that we always talked about.
Yes, but
we need you. Your expertise with electronics and spaceflight will be invaluable in our fight against crime. Every sentient form of life in this galaxy needs somebody like us.
This ship is yours to command.
Let me consider for a moment.
What do you say?
There is only one logical choice. The coordinates are set for Legion headquarters on Earth.
We thought that's where you would like to begin.
Gentlemen?
Yes?
Earth, here we come.
In Bob Shaw's novel, Who Goes Here?, dramatized for radio by Wilfredo Acosta, Warren Peace was played by Douglas Hodge, Professor Legg, David March, Captain Widget, Timothy Carlton, Oscar One, Terence Edmund, Oscar Two, Charles Millam, the Doctor, Adjoa Ando, the Boy, Paul Russell, Ryan, Andrew Wincott, Merriman, David Bannerman, Pennycook, Peter Penry-Jones, Ms. Harley, Anne Windsor, George, Mark Straker, Simpkins, Eric Allen, and Fluffo, Jane Whittenshaw. Who Goes Here? Was directed by Glyn Dearman.